Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Florida pastor was arrested for holding church service. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. Well, I'm sure you have heard, because it went around the world, that Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, the pastor of The River at Tampa Bay Church, was arrested at his home for holding a church service in this church. Now, Holly, I know that some people have all kinds of information, frankly, a lot of misinformation. And the original reaction that people might have is he shouldn't have been holding church. But let's peel the layers of the onion back so that you can have a better understanding of the facts of this particular case. First of all, on Thursday, before the Sunday, an order came out. It's the first enforceable order in Hillsborough County, which is where Tampa, Florida is. Right. And that particular order was going to be effective on Friday at 10 o'clock p.m. So as a result of that order, the church pastor and the staff met with the Hillsborough County Sheriff on Thursday, and they proposed to him what they were going to do if they were able to do it under this proposed order that was going to be effective the next day. And what they said was they would limit the size of the congregation, they would enforce a 6-foot separation, they would require hand sanitizers, the staff would wear gloves, and they had purchased over $100,000 of high-grade hospital air purifiers. They even took a sheriff deputy out so that he could see where they were positioned.
And granted, that is much even probably a cleaner atmosphere than the stores that we're walking
absolutely,
into right now.
Absolutely. So. And then they also said that they were going to tell people, if you're over a certain age, please stay home.
Sure.
If you have certain health predisposed conditions, please stay home. If you don't feel comfortable coming, please stay home. The rest of you who do come, we're going to impose these safety restrictions, requirements for your own personal health and safety. And guess what? The sheriff said, you can go ahead and meet, no problem.
Gave him the green light. Yep.
And the pastor and other staff people were there to confirm it, said he has no intention to shut down the church and no intention to provide any arrest. So with that green light, they went to the church on Saturday and they cleaned it from top to bottom. And then they took out the chairs so that it was a limited seating. They have in the lobby a farmer's market, but unlike the other farmer's markets that are completely exempted in the county without any restriction at all, this farmer's market doesn't sell food. It gives free food
away.
Right.
And I think they have a coffee shop, too. So
they have a coffee shop.
They were implementing that 6-foot distance in both of those as well as each family unit within the auditorium and the overflow rooms.
Right. So they conduct a church then on Sunday. And then on Monday, the pastor gets word that a warrant has been issued for his arrest for this service.
A warrant.
A warrant has been
yes.
issued for his arrest. He texted the sheriff because he had communicated with him many times this year, including on Thursday. I hear there's a warrant out for my arrest, and I'm supposed to report at the county sheriff's department by 1 o'clock, but I live more than an hour away. I can be there, but not at 1. Is that okay? No response. The reason is because the sheriff was rushing to a microphone to do a press conference while he had sent deputies to the house to arrest him. And then he brought in 3 other people, the county attorney, who quoted Mark chapter 12, verse 31 in his presentation, that you should love your neighbor as yourself. He brought in 2 other pastors, one of which had no idea it was about his friend Rodney Howard Brown, to talk about the coronavirus. And what happened was a lecture from the Bible about what should be biblically appropriate, including one pastor who was actually on the city council that actually was part of this ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
So he was arrested, and then the sheriff literally lied multiple times, saying that he repeatedly violated an order. The order had just come into existence, And yet it was this sheriff on Thursday that gave the green light who did this circus of a press conference on Monday.
Yeah, like a lot of political stuff going on here.
Now, let's look at this from a broader perspective. Some people might say, well, you're putting people at risk. The problem is this. If church, in your view, is just the pastor downloading a message to a group of people, then you can flip off the lights on the church and you can do a podcast. But churches ought to be so essential to the community that in their absence, the community groans because they're not there.
Right.
And let's look at this particular church. It has the typical services like any church would have with the pastor preaching and music.
Right.
Of course, they were enforcing the 6-foot restriction and doing other health requirements.
And they do an online streaming as well.
They do online streaming as well.
Right.
But they minister to a large urban minority community, and those people do not have internet. So right. You switch off the lights in the church, they're not going to get anything. Moreover, this church feeds, get this, 900 people every single week. So in the absence of this church and this farmer's market that they provide, 900 people go without food every week.
Plus, they minister in an area that is high crime that the law enforcement doesn't even want to go into.
Right. They have an inner city ministry that they do. And the same sheriff department that the sheriff belongs to that made the arrest actually told the church that because of their ministry in the inner city, the crime rate had gone down.
Isn't that interesting?
Amazing. And so this church also has counseling. You can't do that online. It has other kinds of ministries. It teaches people how to garden so they can be self-sufficient. It gives them other kinds of education and ability to be able to find jobs, to deal with conflict in your families. It would help the single mom who has several kids who just found out that she lost her job and has no idea where the next paycheck is going to come from or how she's going to put food on the table. This church would put the food on the table. This church would counsel her. You cannot flip off the lights and do that online.
As you said, I mean, the church is the people. It's not the building. It's not the worship service. It's not the pastor preaching. It's the people ministering to others.
And so we have to get beyond this idea that churches can just flip off the lights and go online and do a podcast. That's fine, and that's a great thing to do to reach people that you can't reach. But when you do that, understand that a church that really is essential, a church that really is essential, is not ministering to a lot of people. This church is one of those churches. Right. Moreover, in this order from the county, they have 42 paragraphs of exceptions considered essential services. And each one of those paragraphs have multiple information within it. So it's not just 42 kinds of services, it's 42 paragraphs that contain other things within it. And if you don't fall into the category of essential, which has no restrictions, by the way, no restrictions, Right. Then you can fall into the catch-all category, any other business that can operate with a 6-foot restriction. You can operate too, no restrictions on size or number.
Right. So these other businesses, for example, Home Depot, Amazon Warehouse, those businesses have been operating as usual, not particularly adhering to those restrictions.
At all. Yeah. Things such as essential items that you can buy, like potted plants,
for example.
They're going very quickly in the Home Depots in Hillsborough County.
Wow.
Garden hose is so essential.
And tons of people in that store.
And there's lots of people, and there's no social distancing.
Right, and no purification system.
Free pass.
Yeah.
Farmers markets get the free pass. Right. The farmers market here, because it's inside the church, no, you can't do it. Even though this church does more than the local farmers markets that have no restrictions whatsoever.
And people are getting the gospel of Jesus Christ as well.
Right. And, you know, we can't have this black and white, either or. Churches are open, they harm people. Churches are closed to protect people. Listen, in times of crises, the Constitution doesn't go away. In times of crises, my friends, you don't give a government official total authority to write you into or out of existence by the use of one word, the word essential. And we have to start thinking of, are churches essential? Is your church essential? Or is it just a place that you go and you hear a message, you greet a few people, and you go home?
And do we allow the government to control our churches?
Will we allow the government, like for example in Virginia, will we allow the government to say churches can't meet until June 10? How long do we continue this? There's a way to be able to balance constitutional rights with the health and welfare of the community. That's what this church is doing. For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.